Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Cepeda moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Cepeda moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Cepeda scores. Spencer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neiman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. There goes Neiman trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Schmidt, who tags Neiman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Briggs moves to third. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Mays reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Taylor steals third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Dark moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez spins and fires to second, with Rogers covering, and Dark is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Bill White pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Bill Henry now pitching. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Bill White. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Kirkland scores. Spencer moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Don Elston now pitching. Valmy Thomas pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Ramon Monzant now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner strikes out. two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gordon Jones now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Jim Bolger. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. Thompson moves to third. Long moves to second. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a line drive towards third. Davenport catches it and steps on third to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Jackson now playing right field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Chick King now playing center field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elston moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Elston moves to third. Dark moves to second. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Elston scores. Dark scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Cubs. Don Johnson now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 10-3, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-4 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.